From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Hurricane Florence is now a Category 2 storm, but it could still send a storm surge 13 feet high and cause extreme flooding inland. Several states along the eastern seaboard and the District of Columbia have already declared a state of emergency ahead of the storm making landfall later this week. From WESA in Pittsburgh, Marketplace's Erica Barris explains how a declaration of emergency unlocks funding state and local governments know they will need even before the storm hits.
Before states can spend any more on relief or recovery than what's officially budgeted, they need authorization.
But government can only do the things that it's explicitly been given the legal ability to do.
That's Joseph Trainer with a Disaster Research Center at the University of Delaware. So declaring a state of emergency means the state can temporarily apply a different set of rules to how they do business. And there's a lot of business around a giant storm. States and local governments will be spending on contracts, overtime for workers, shelters. The state of emergency declaration makes it all happen faster. Normal bid procedures are suspended. And once a state declares a state of emergency, then it can request federal aid. But sometimes that's still not enough.
The reality is that we're seeing the damage, the financial damage, just go up precipitously.
Steve Benjamin is mayor of Columbia, South Carolina. His city is still recovering from the flooding Hurricane Joaquin delivered 3 years ago. And now he's bracing for Hurricane Florence. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.